2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. Here the Apostle Paul, as a missionary, a church planter, gives a little insight into the situation that he is in. And he said they were in trouble. They were in trouble. Many times he mentions of the trouble that he was in Asia. And he said of Ephesus that it was a great door, but there were many adversaries. 1 Corinthians, he talks about how he died daily and how he fought with beasts at Ephesus. There are many situations in which the Apostle Paul faced death, whether it was the threat of death, whether it was the actual realities of the possibility of death because of wild beasts or the enemies of God. He was a man who was facing death. And if you ever read John Patton, as he was in the New Hebrides, there was a man who told him he was going to kill him. And he would follow, he would stalk him through the jungles with a hatchet. And the Lord only knows why the man didn't throw the hatchet and kill him, but he had every intention of doing it. I'm sure I know the reason why. Angels of God. And there's the other half of it, those that were praying. And the Apostle Paul speaks of the very reality of the dangers that he faced, the situations that he was in. He was pressed out of measure. In other words, the situation that he was in was beyond measuring. It was such a difficult situation. You talk about pressure. You talk about stress. You talk about being pushed into a situation beyond your ability. And it was above their ability, physical, mental, emotional ability to handle these situations. And it says, we despaired even of life. And then in the midst of all of that, he tells us that they were delivered from a great death. And God was continuing to deliver them. And then in verse 11, he says, ye also helping together. Here, Paul's in Asia. He's writing to the Corinthian church in Europe. And there was no email. There weren't any cell phones. But there was prayer. And that's really faster than any of those means. And he's reminding us of the partnership that the missionary needs and requires to be successful on the field. Now, it wasn't long ago now, we had our missions conference. But I'm sure that already the pricks of the importance of praying for our missionaries has already died down a little bit. That's human. But we're trying not to let that happen too much. And tonight, I felt it was right that we would be reminded of the fact that the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means that's a commandment to every believer to go into all the world. Now, you could quit your job, and you could sell your house, and you could leave all your relatives, and you could go to the field and obey that command. Well, you say, I haven't been called. Well, then you have been called to pray. Just as earnestly as they go, and just as earnestly as they need your prayers, you and I are called to pray. There's a partnership. They go, we hold the ropes. You know, there's the modern idea that holding the ropes means we live our own life, we live for pleasure, we live for all the things we want to, and once in a while we think about the missionary. That's not it, is it? And our missionaries have we are in a partnership with them, and that is a calling that we need to respond to. You know, I believe that people are called to a church. We live in a day in which people don't think that way, but you know, just as I feel like I was called to this church to start this church, I believe that there's people here that are here for as much of a call upon their life to build this church as God called me. And that's why this church exists. A lot of spectators in life, but a church is built on people who have a call of God upon their life. And the same principle is we have missionaries who are called to go, and we need to accept the responsibility and the partnership that we have, the glorious partnership with our missionaries. Now, I'm not sure how and the specifics of how the people at Corinth knew other than the correspondence they had with the different people who you know, sailed back and forth from Ephesus to Corinth and understand the perplexities. But I'm really glad when missionaries send out weekly updates and they keep us informed as to what really needs to be prayed about. And we need to take that seriously. That's a great opportunity to pray for our missionaries. Now, some missionaries only tell you the positives. They never tell you the negatives. And they miss out a lot of prayer support because they're always making it sound like it's the greatest thing in all the world and they don't have any problems. But better read between all the lines. If there's anything positive happening, there's probably 20 things that the devil is doing against what they're doing. But, so there's a partnership that we have been called to. And obviously, the partnership on our half is definitely, he said, you're helping together by prayer for us. Helping together by prayer for us. And there we have that this means of this partnership is prayer. And the object of this prayer is the missionaries and their needs and the specific situations that they are in. I don't know who it was. Someone was telling me the story just recently. I think it was Mike, and I can't remember the details, but he just talked about how there was a missionary, a pastor, in great need. and 15 minutes. Oh, I know he's going to. At 5:30 in the 5:15 in the morning. He was driving and he fell asleep at the wheel. And at 5 o'clock, someone was awakened to pray for this fella. And he starts praying for this pastor, this preacher. At 5:15, he falls asleep and somehow awakens and is delivered from death. And this man, that about 5:45, senses the need is over, goes back to bed. There's a partnership in prayer. Jonathan Goforth talks about the fact that he was learning the Chinese language and he was having a great difficulty really learning how the language would flow and become natural. And it had come to a point where they were going to say to Jonathan Goforth, you need to go home. You will never be a missionary in China. You can't get the language. You need to go home. And without the knowledge of that situation, the prayer band at Knox College there in Toronto, Canada, Jonathan Goforth was a Presbyterian missionary. And those in the missionary prayer band had a great burden for Jonathan Goforth. And they said, we need to pray for Jonathan Goforth. And we need to set up a special prayer for Jonathan Goforth. We sense a great need. And as they were praying, Jonathan Goforth got up to preach. And it clicked. It clicked. It came together. It just came together for him to be able to speak in Chinese. Well, and obviously he didn't know it. He knew that God did it. He didn't know what was the power behind it. But later on, there was a correspondence said, we had this great burden for you, Brother Goforth. We just sensed there was a great need. And after, the letters, months and weeks between them, and they pinpointed when it was that they had this great burden and they were praying earnestly, and it was right at that time that he was at that crisis in his life about learning the language. And it was either leave because he couldn't learn it, or God gave him the ability to get it. It's because of prayer. And so these things are so significant to pray for our missionaries. I tell people this. What if you had a Japanese person walk up to your house, knock on your door, and here in Maquoketa, Wisconsin, and they, in their broken English, can't hardly speak, start saying to you, start talking to you and trying to talk to you and trying to get you to be interested in the gospel. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that, Tim? What's your name? Tim. Let me tell you something. What's this Japanese guy going to tell me? Well, what do you think they think about us Americans going over there and telling them? We can't hardly talk. We don't look the same. We're strange. And we're going to tell them that they're wrong and that we have the answer. I tell you what, humanly, missionaries don't have a chance, do they? But the difference is prayer. Pray for us, and prayer for us. Does it make a difference? Verse 11, ye also helping together. Verse 10, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. ye also helping. Yes. What did he say? There were results. You helped. You did help. There was a difference. And the difference was that we were delivered and you were a part of the solution. You helped us in prayer. This is a specific incident. And the missionaries can tell specific incidences. But the needs are so overwhelming, I don't know if they could even really comprehend how much is being done by prayer, because everything has to be done by prayer. Helping, it does make a difference. You know, I think that there's a couple issues there. As we pray, we need to sense and we need to be stirred in our heart for what needs to be accomplished. You know, if we aren't really praying for something to be done, you don't really have much energy in your prayer. You know what I mean? There has to be a sense of what needs to be accomplished, and a sense of the obstacles, the battle, the results that are needed. Sometimes we need to start with a missionary. Sometimes a missionary gets so discouraged that they've lost focus, and they're the ones that need the prayer to start with. And I think you can even sense, even in this last year, you can sense in Brother Bucher's prayer letters, you can sense a little bit more fire. A little bit more urgency, a little bit more something. The Lord is doing something. I'd like to think that there's a number of reasons for it, but I'd like to think that there's a lot more people praying for them. We need to pray for our missionaries. They need to have a vision of what needs to be done and how the people are going to be reached. And we need to have that. We need to have that. And you know what? We need to have faith. We need to pray with faith. We need to pray with the sense of seeking to accomplish something. You know, we aren't just repeating names and repeating words. We have to come with the sense that we are helping them. We're going to make a difference. Something's going to get accomplished through our prayers. I mean, that's how we have to pray. And because it does make a difference. And that's God's plan. Holding the ropes is so important. And that's our job. And I trust that we'll be encouraged in that tonight. And just briefly, just thinking of Brother Buda has gone, and just thinking of need some more prayer warriors. Amen. Need some more prayer warriors. And it's great when someone finishes their life still trying to accomplish something for God. You know, that's exciting. I've met so many people when they've gotten older, they said, "What can I do? I can't do anything." Well, I tell you what, you can probably do the most important thing. Amen? Praying. So, that's our challenge tonight. And remember, our missionaries are counting on us, because there's a job that they've been called to do that is beyond their ability. It's culturally beyond their ability. It's humanly beyond their ability. Certainly Satan is in opposition. Certainly we need to recognize that the same is true here. Thank the Lord for good workers, kids club workers. These young people are just a blessing. But I wonder, are we really praying? Are we partnering with them? I mean, they're working their souls out to reach these people. I wonder, are we just sitting on our duffs and doing nothing? Taking a vacation? Or we realize that, you know, this church is a body. And we are supposed to work together. Everybody is to be involved in the work, and we can pray. The ladies' Bible study. If you can't, everybody has a responsibility to be a part of it. And we can be a part of it. Even if we can't, we can be a part of it by being there, by going, by praying. Amen? Nothing's going to be accomplished if people aren't praying. You know? And tomorrow is a great day to be, remember that. Of course, tomorrow night we have the university outreach. And nothing's going to be accomplished unless the people of God recognize, even on a local basis, some are going, but the rest aren't doing nothing. The rest are partnering together. Amen? We're working together for God. And that same principle is our principle for our missionaries. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for these truths. And Lord, I pray that these truths will help us not to be lethargic, help us to be awakened from the sleep that can easily overtake us in this world that is so full of sin, that robs our heart of precious zeal for thee. And I pray that, Lord, that even tonight, that the Spirit of God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord, will touch a heart, that there would be someone that really gets a sense of the heavenly call to be a partner with our missionaries in prayer. Lord, we need you to work in our lives. And apart from your working, Lord, we would just acknowledge these things to be true at best and do nothing. And Lord, so I pray that you would stir our hearts with these truths. Help us to function, Lord, as the people of God. Help us to function in our church as a body that works together. Help us to function, Lord, as a sending church that takes these things seriously. And so, Lord, we pray for your work in our lives. And while our heads are bowed and eyes closed, maybe the Lord in a special way is tonight is just getting a hold of your heart about this urgency, this need to be a prayer partner in the ministry. And whether it's here, whether it's with our missionaries, but especially with our missionaries, and just by an uplifted hand, you say, you know, I believe that God's Holy Spirit's been really tugging at me personally, and I just want to yield to Him about taking seriously this prayer partnership. Anyone here tonight, the Lord really has touched your heart about that. Amen. Praise God. Okay, good. Amen. Lord, do your work. For without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We pray you'd be glorified in this spiritual battle. And may many, Lord, have that truly heavenly sense of obligation and desire to be a partner with the work of God and our missionaries. In Jesus' name, amen.